So we have a little time to get this job called life done. That's why I'm focusing on this thing. I know there are so many spiritual issues to deal with, but this is so important. Why is this so important? We're not just looking at things from the natural perspective. We're not talking about you succeeding naturally. No, we're pushing this message because you're going to the judgment seat of Christ. Okay, he just told me you don't understand what I'm talking about. You are not going to the white throne judgment. That's not what we are bothered about. I know you will go there, but it's right, left. The Father is sitting on the throne. If you are to the right, then you are coming in. If you are to the left, you are going to hell. There's no conversations. But we are all, those of us that made it, we are going to the judgment seat of Christ. And he will sit down and ask you, what did you do with the grace I gave you? That's what we are talking about. That's why the message is urgent. Because you may ignore it and just keep coming to church and going to work and eating and vacationing and all of that, and then finally you leave the earth. Then you'll be like those people I told you I saw in the vision who just had one plain white robes on, and everybody had a desire to return to the earth, but there was no possibility. In whatever state you are in, when you cross over, that will be your eternal state. And the problem with eternity is that it never ends. Okay. When you understand eternity, you don't want to go to hell.
Amen.
I read from a writer years ago. He said eternity, when it has been so long and it looks like it's ending, it's just beginning. In other words, after a trillion years, it's just starting. I just felt some warm Holy Ghost springs. I don't know what he said. I know something about the eternity. But when I talked about eternity after a trillion years, it's just beginning. And the Holy Spirit just jumped in. He says, that's why I am the Ancient of Days. Come on. Before time began, I've been there. And I'll be there. Infinitum. So when he's telling you, you have the victory, you should know who is telling you. You should know who is prophesying to you, who is making the decree, who is declaring your destiny. He began the beginning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He has credentials. That's why we praise him and we celebrate him. Hallelujah. He's the one that created the devil. And all them devils and demons, eh? He's the one. When I look at all that God has created, I just shrug my shoulders. The depth of wisdom. How you make all this from nothing. When I see people that shoot people, I said, do you know how complex a human being is? What it took God to make a human being? How can you trivialize life? Hallelujah. But watch. He is all of that. But he found a way to come to me in Jesus Christ. Okay. I was trying to tell you something. And he said, no, go back and tell them this one first. I hope I remember the other one later on. Watch. And we'll talk about it at the women's meeting. God had one project from the beginning. He didn't want to remain God by himself. He started a project called man. That's That's what this whole thing is all about. The creation of the woman, the creation of everything, is for this project. All the warfare raging is because God wanted a man to rule and reign with him. So much so that the Bible is telling you that this earth you see won't even exist. There'll be a new heaven, there'll be a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, for him to get what he originally intended. And all the fight you and I are engaged in is to be in that number. Yeah. Hallelujah. And I keep teaching people, stop waiting to die to find out what will happen. If you don't have victory now, you're not going to have it over there. You prove yourself now. You overcome Satan now. Hallelujah. Paul says, I've run my race. I have finished my course. Now there is laid up for me a crown. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not waiting to die. We're resurrection agents now. Amen. That's why we're shouting now. Amen. That's why we're making decrees now. Amen. That's why we're walking by faith now. Amen. We're winning it now. I have the courage to accomplish. Ready. What was that again? Ready. Not timid things. Ready. Not puny things. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, are you hearing me? Hallelujah. A great thing can only come out of a great God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. And the agent of great things has to have greatness in you. And no man can be great except you can take some pain. Uh-huh. Three amens. I say it again. No man can be great except you can take some pain and keep going. Take some pain and keep shouting. Take some pain and keep praising God. That's the only way you're going to win it. Hallelujah. So the courage means I am steadfastly minded. They're attacking. They're shoving. They're pushing. They're warring against me. That's courage. Steadfast. Somebody should be sitting on the side saying, how are you doing this? You notice? Obstinate. I told you should be a rebel with a cause. Amen. You're headstrong, but on the right channel. Amen. Not headstrong on the wrong channel. Amen. You notice the last definition? It said prevailed. Amen. Not prevailing, but you already won. If you can get up, it says you got it already. That's why I show up no matter how I feel, no matter what's going on. I show up. My showing up, that's my victory. Courageous, hardened, speed, stronger, confirmed, established, fortified, increasing, but steadfastly mine. That's courage. Okay, you got more. To be strong, alert, courageous, brave, stout, not fat. I thought I'd just throw that in. Bold, solid, hard. To to strengthen, secure for oneself, harden, make firm, make obstinate, assure. He has many definitions like that. To be determined. To be determined. To be determined. You see, the enemy is warring against you and they expect you to stand down. But you determine. Not this time. I waited enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, that's that part. To be determined. To make oneself alert. In other words, you slap yourself. Come on, wake up, boy. You can't sleep on this one. You can't take this. Get up. Fight back. To confirm oneself, you need to prove it to yourself that you're a son of resurrection. You need to get up and say, no. You confirm it to yourself, to confirm oneself, to persist in, to prove superior to. Isn't it about time you wear them devils? I was going to say your demons. I said, no, they don't belong to you. They're imposters. Isn't it about time for you to wear them down? You wear them down by persistence. I can't tell you how many demons they've tried to shut me up in 21 years. What haven't they attacked me with? Ooh, I preached a message to the board yesterday that made me cry. And what made me cry was what God said to me. Ooh, glory to God. You see, I keep teaching you that covenant is the way God operates. And when you keep covenant with him, he keeps covenant with you. And when he keeps covenant with you, you don't have to pray about everything. I preached about the parable of the Good Samaritan. He said that that lawyer that came to Jesus, first he wanted to justify himself. And then he was trying to trick Jesus. You see, watch people that ask questions. They're trying to find fault. That's what the text says. He said, well, who is my neighbor then? And the Lord said that a man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. And on the way, he fell into the hands of robbers. And they robbed him, beat him, and left him half dead. He said, and the priest came. And then the priest came and saw the guy over there. He said he passed the other way. He said then the Levite came. I said the Levite did a little better than the priest. At least he looked. And then he passed. It's like he was set up. This one bypassed to the right. This one bypassed to the left. And I started talking about all the breakthroughs in the Bible. Where when somebody is in pain and going through a tough time themselves, and they stop to help somebody anyway. Amazing miracles happen. And when I preached that message on Ziklag, you see that that's what happened to David. The time to stop to help anybody is not when your wife and children have been taken captive and everything stolen. He asked the Lord, you see? Okay, let me, since the Holy Spirit is going there. You see now, when if you came home and your wife is gone, your children are gone, you will not think to pray whether you should pursue. No, you will go off in the flesh. Amen. Where did they go? What direction? Amen. But even at that pressure point, David prayed. Amen. Lord, should I pursue? Hey, you have to learn how to win with God. Yeah. You mean even at this point, you still are concerned whether I approve or not. See, that's how you lose. You've been losing. You don't know how to dance that dance with God. I call it Roman sin omnipotence. You know how to make him. Oh, okay. Okay, I'm God here. Then I will show you that I'm God. He said, now, will I recover all? Okay, it's one thing to pursue, but will? God said, go, you will recover all. Then they started the journey. And the first thing they ran into was a man that was on the side of the road dying. But David would not go past him. David said, go bring that man to me. They gave him food. They gave him water to drink. They said, where do you hail from? He said, my master dropped me. I was sick. I was part of the Amalekite group. I said, oh, you are the guys that robbed Ziklag? He said, yes. He said, can you bring me to that group? He said, on one condition. What's the condition? That I will join your team and you will not send me back to that no good master. David said, you're in. It was that man that led him to where his wife was, his children were, and all that God had given him that was stolen. How many of us have walked past a breakthrough, not knowing that the person you just walked past is carrying your answer? So, I'm not praising myself. I'm just giving you a testimony. This is what made me cry. And God brought to my mind one Sunday. I was so tired. All my legs were hurting. And I told the church that I'm in pain. I needed to get off my feet. And as soon as I said amen, all these people lined up like I didn't say anything. And I looked, all my armor bearers were angry. I was teasing Elder Bobby. Elder Bobby started going. Everybody around me were angry. And I looked at the situation. And I said to them, none of you called me to this. I chose this. I said, bring me that chair. They brought me the chair, and I sat down, and I did that line, and I left. When I was giving that testimony to the board, God said to me, that was why when COVID hit, I showed up. When cancer hit, I showed up. Hey, when walking in the morning, I showed up. You didn't have to pray. I showed up. Hey. He said, that is why no matter how Satan has come at you, I showed up. I answered the door. I put a stop to it because you... I cried. I'm telling you, I don't know when God healed me of cancer. I don't even remember praying. God came and called me out of the leadership retreat and gave me the news. And I went back into the meeting and kept preaching. He said, I stood up for you. When your enemies came, you didn't have to pray. I answered the door for you. Because when men cried, you answered. When you were beyond tired, you still took care of what I sent you to do. Do you have the courage? Many times you're thinking a great thing is some physical accomplishment. A great thing is doing the will of God. Amen. Come what may. Amen. Can God count on you? I mean, if you watch people that are bitter against the church and God's people. Isn't that how those bitterness judgments come? Say, look at them. Then the pastor will judge the people, and then the people will judge the pastor. I told you I'm hurting. I need to get off my feet. That's why I tell you that many times I wonder, are you hearing what God is saying? Or did you just come to church on purpose that you're going to, you know, come for prayer when church is over? When God had already answered your question during service. But you're not listening. I don't even remember what those people were coming to talk about. But it didn't matter to them. All they wanted was what they wanted. I could have fallen into that ditch. And then cancer would have taken me out. Or walking pneumonia would have taken me out, like you took out Pastor Paul in Tampa. We both had the same thing at the same time. God woke me out of sleep 2 or 3 times, shook me out of it. As soon as I got here, Doc put me in the hospital. He never woke up. God said, I answered the door for you. When the enemy knocked, I answered. Glory! Woo! Glory! Thank you, Lord! We give you praise! Beloved, did you get the mystery that during seasons of transition, you must hear from God? Nothing justifies a stampede in this kingdom. The Bible says, he that believeth shall not make haste. Another translation said, shall not be forced to flee. I saw a guy buy this old jalopy for his daughter at 26% interest. And I asked him, how could you do such a thing? He said, well, I mean, it was time for her to go back to school and nothing had materialized. I had to do what I had to do. I said, what church do you go to? Because that is not the resurrection way. A man that trusts God cannot fall into the hands of predators. He didn't even know that God had already put it in my heart to gift his daughter with a car. But here he is standing in the place of authority with no faith, no confidence in the God he was praying to. I sent the people to the auction and they found, hey, you could have found a better car. Perfect. Cash. And I delivered. I said, this stuff he gave you, the wheel looks like the wheel will fall off and you'll run into the mountains. And the same rebellion took that guy down. You must know that faith begins when you have heard God. No presumption here. In times of change, you lost a job or you're moving or something happens. Ooh, the greatest thing you can do, stop shouting prayers at God because of your fear and terror. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Worship the Lord. And then rest in his presence. And wait for him to father you. He will descend and make clear your path. And you'll get up and walk in it. Glory, victory, miracles. That's what the church hasn't heard. Hear me. Prayer is not a broadcast. Prayer is a dialogue. Prayer is communion. Paul prayed for the Corinthian church. He said, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you, they said in the Anglican church, now and forever. Amen. And whenever they say it, this choir people will come up with a desk and, amen, 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 amen. The
These are some of the things I miss from the traditional church. Non-denominational, we don't have it. In those places, man, the test you have to go through before you can join the choir. Non-denominational, every time they can hurry, joins the choir. Ah, God help us. But when you've come from choirs, you hear them sing hallelujah chorus. Hey. It's amazing. It's amazing. Everybody has something. Everybody has something, beloved. Ooh, may the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. May your transitions be miraculous and supernatural. Don't be terrified. Don't be terrified. Know that God is moving you to another level of grace, another level of miracle. Just like the man that went to John Hagee and asked for prayer because he's been stuck on the job. And John Hagee prayed for him. And he went back to work. When he came from the lunch break, they fired him. And he went back to, made a beeline back to church and said, Pastor, what happened? I asked you to pray for me to be blessed. And I went back and they fired me. He said, he laughed at the man. He said, God knows or knew that if they didn't fire you, you will not leave this job. Go get your job. He was distraught. He got in a car. Do you know he drove down the street on the same street he's been driving all these years? And he found another company doing exactly what they did. But all the years he stopped there never went down. Sometimes some of these people that get in the car and be driving up and down, I don't recommend it, but they find some deals. He went down the road and found a company doing exactly the same thing. Do you know what? They hired him on the spot and paid him double what he was making. God answered the prayer, but it was in such a strange way. The glory we're celebrating and enjoying now, it only happened when God moved the people that were running the music ministry and hindering us. And now the glory is moving and surging. I gotta go. Stop judging things when you haven't heard from God. Keep your mouth shut. Stop murmuring and complaining. Start shouting. Start giving thanks. Your breakthrough is on the way. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you tomorrow.